Now, like the Garden Route International Film Festival we just spoke about, our next event is another relatively young one whose second year was thrown a curveball by COVID-19. I'm talking about the McGregor Magic Festival, which launched last year as a horticultural celebration, including gardening talks and walks and glorious open gardens to enjoy. But of course, this year, like so many other organizations, they had to think outside the box and adapt to a new virtual format. And I'm really intrigued to hear how you take something as physically enjoyable as a garden and make it virtually enjoyable. But they've done just that. All of the open gardens can be viewed online this year, and not just viewed, but enjoyed with expert commentary from a world famous landscape designer. Leon Klug is with me on the line to talk about what he's doing for McGregor Magic this year. You probably already know that he has designed and installed gardens all over the world. He's won multiple gold medals at the Chelsea Flower Show and other leading international events. He is the only African designer ever to win the Gardening World Cup held in Japan. Yes, there is such a thing as the Gardening World Cup. And he has designed gardens for everybody from Hollywood celebrities to the Disney Group and even the United Nations. Leon, welcome to Cape Talk. It's great to have you on the show again.
Afternoon. Yeah, thank you.
It must have been a very strange year for you because no Chelsea Flower Show, no major international shows. You wouldn't be able to travel the world showcasing South African flora as you normally would. Talk to us about what you've missed because of COVID-19, Leon.
Yeah, well, I could catch up on all my TV shows that I couldn't see. So we couldn't do the Chelsea Flower Show this year, and also not all the shows we had in China booked for this year. There's a lot of flower shows, but it's all being postponed for next year. So it's not going to be a complete loss. But what we are doing now, which a lot of shows are done, is doing the online virtual shows like mm-hmm. Chelsea did this year.
Yes.
Which is, as you say, it's not a simple thing, because a garden is all the senses. You need to see it and smell it and kind of feel it too. So it's not so easy to do, but with good filming and great commentary, with interesting facts about the plants and the design, it does come to life.
Now talk to us about what you've done for McGregor Magic. I believe you've used drones to assist in the filming for the virtual walkthroughs.
Yeah, so for our virtual online gardening section, we have 10 gardens. There's so many beautiful gardens in McGregor.
Yeah.
But we chose 10 that will have a diversity when it comes to plants, also diversity when it comes to design elements, and different, stories behind it. So each garden designer has its own personality and story, and the diversity of that is just as interesting. So we have commentary by the designers themselves, the gardeners, physically working there, mm-hmm. And tell how the garden started, what's the idea behind it, and where they are going with it. And then also what they use plant-wise, color schemes, textures, and also food-wise. A lot of the gardens had a food element to it as well. And to capture that, we also use drones, so that you can see it from above and also from the bottom, how you walk through it.
Okay, fascinating. Leon, I mean, this is a particularly interesting area from a horticultural perspective, not just because there's so many beautiful gardens, but my understanding is that there's quite a lot of differentiation of different kinds of plantation in a quite short geographical distance.
Yeah, it's a very special part of our Karoo succulent area, semi-arid, and also our fynbos. That's the spot where everything comes together. So we have our fynbos that comes over those mountains from Greyton's side, all the proteas, king proteas, and all of those luscious, beautiful plants. And then suddenly, it's literally within eyesight, it changes completely and goes into arid and succulent Karoo. And that, in that specific area, the bulbs and some of the very unusual plants is very located just to that little section. So it's a very interesting part of our fynbos and Karoo area.
Leon, besides the garden tours, tell us a little bit about the other highlights of the festival this year. I know gardening talks have always been, we're very sought after with your inaugural year last year. You've got more of those as well.
Yeah, so you're going to get your tickets on Quicket, and it's 100 rand ticket, and that will give you access to all the open gardens that we just mentioned, which you can take your time to go through. Mm-hmm. We have Keith Goodson who's giving a talk on sustainable gardening, which we all want to hear more about because that's so apt for these days. And then we have a Honeywood Farm, which they're doing answers and questions on beekeeping and bee magic and everything you need to know about bees, which is, if you have a big garden or you're next to a huge fane bush area or lots of blossoms close by, beekeeping, it's incredible to have and to learn more about. And then I'm also doing a section which is walking on the wild side. The walk on the wild side is all about the interesting plants that's flowering at the moment near McGregor in the vicinity. And all the plants that I'm chatting about, the virtual hike. So I'm literally in the koppies and we're filming it. And I'm chatting to you because each plant has an interesting story, whether it's from the past or the future or present or just its interaction with the local wildlife and insects. So we're doing all the common ones that you would see next to the road, but you don't know what they are. They just look pretty, but they all have that story to tell.
Leon, I know that there are gardening enthusiasts listening and smacking their lips at the prospect of what you've just described. You've mentioned that tickets are available on Quicket. Final question is the website address, please, for those who want to check out what's available when.
So it's www.mcgregormagic.com, and all the info will be there.
McGregormagic.com. Leon Kluge, great to have you on the show again. And let's hope it is a case of postponed, not cancelled, and that you can get back to winning gold medals for us at Chelsea. Please, no pressure whatsoever. He is one of this country's most famous landscape designers, or one of the world's most famous, I should add to that, landscape designers, and a core part of this year's McGregor Magic event, which you can access online at McGregormagic.com.